Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everybody. Dan Cherry here. I am iPragmatist on the internet, YouTube, iPragmatist@gmail.com. Excuse me. Feel free to send me an email. I would actually like to know your thoughts. I don't entertain taking calls yet on my radio shows. I'm still trying to get the hang of being comfortable with all the controls, and I don't know that I, other than doing a longer show of maybe a couple hours, I don't know that I even want to entertain the idea of talking to people at this point. I don't know that anybody would even call into the program at this point other than friends of mine, which would be fun, but that wouldn't be the goal, my goal, of opening up a call-in line. I would actually want people who were listening to my show, who had differing views, and that kind of thing, to be able to get into a discussion instead of just having friends saying, "Hey, Dan, how are you?" "Oh, great, how are you? So-and-so, what are you up to today?" "Oh, I'm doing a radio program." "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm just sitting at home eating my popcorn." That's sort of that's Facebook-ish to me. Not that I wouldn't want to talk to my friends, but until I get actual listeners who I think are viable and I can rely on, then I don't know that I would open up any kind of a call-in line. Anyway, just be that as it may. Those of you who know me know I'm not politically correct. I'm going to say fuck and use a bunch of other profanity. So if that bothers you, then just shut off my radio. It is a free country. You don't like what I'm saying, don't get upset about it and go crying to the police or whatever. Just shut your fucking internet off, man. Go grow the fuck up and get on with it. I'm not politically aligned at this point. I can't stand really anybody short of one or two, three people in politics right now. My own belief at this point is that they're all aligned anyway. I don't think we even have Democrats and Republicans or liberals, conservatives. They're all fascists, socialists at best. Donald Trump might be an exception. I think somebody like Rand Paul might be an exception. Dennis Kucinich used to be an exception on the Democratic side. He's no longer in politics. I'm also not a racist. I can't stand Obama. So don't you dare accuse me of not liking his skin color. It has nothing to do with that. I know what his background is. I know who he is. I know what his motives are. I know what he's done to this country so far, and I know what he's about to do to this country. Can't stand the guy. It has nothing to do with his skin color. He's an evil man, and I'll leave it at that. Hillary is just as bad. She's gonna drive the stake in the heart of this country. We're already pretty much doomed. Hillary's gonna destroy us altogether. A lot of you people out there like her. I can't even fathom the concept. FATHOM, like Mary. Look it up if you don't know what it means. Hard to believe there are people out there who can't understand the difference, who don't know who's good for the country and who isn't. And we're starting to be so deluded with people from Latin America, and I'm not against people from Latin America, but if there are people from Latin America who are coming up here who don't have any intelligence, no education, whatever, how would they possibly know what a free country is? How would they possibly understand that we go out and make money and we pay taxes and we try to keep the government going? How could they possibly know that? The goal of many of the people who come up from Latin America, not all of them, but an awful lot of them, come up here to take advantage of our social programs so that they can get free food stamps and housing and health care, welfare, whatever. And it's not just people from Latin America, it's from all over, and it's even just people in this country, period. I'm not a racist. I'm not sexist. I don't give a shit what your genitals are. If you have to go out in the world and say, hey, I'm transgender and I deserve special rights, when does it stop? The only ones who get special rights are those who are not white men. I mean, think about that concept. That royally is fucked up to me. I don't get any rights as a white man. I'm screwed myself. So many people out there, minorities, are getting things paid for. Out of work. Go to unemployment. Tell them you're a minority. You don't have anything to eat. Go get food stamps. Tell them you're a minority. If I go to try to get food stamps, they say, what color are you? I say, white. They say, you Caucasian? Yes. Are you male? Yes. Sorry, we don't have any programs for you. That's how it works. And don't tell me it doesn't work that way. I'm not the racist. You might be. I'm not the sexist. You might be. I'm a pragmatic, practical guy trying to figure out how the system we live in right now in this country could possibly have gotten so turned upside down as it has. Not a whole lot makes sense right now as far as government, taxation, politics, education, Common Core. I mean, what the hell is that bullshit? Military killing people in other countries for no reason at all. People feeling like we had to have a black president. Obama gets the Nobel Peace Prize, but he slaughtered more children in the world than any president ever in this country. Yeah, give him a peace prize, sure. Anybody in this country, the U.S., if any of you are out there listening or even from other countries, I'll tell you what, if we start getting bombed here in this country, and I've said this before on these radio shows, if we were to ever get bombed in this country from missiles coming in from, say, North Korea, and your children, I don't have any, thankfully, but any of you U.S. citizens who may possibly be listening, all of a sudden you hear your kids screaming with their arms blown off, their fingers missing, their eyes gone, dead. You're not going to sit back and say, wow, what a motherfucking bullshit is this? This is what we're doing to other people. This is not even we. This is what Obama and NATO and Hillary and so many of these other goddamn pieces of shit are doing. They're in other countries slaughtering the men, women, and children. And I'm the one sitting back trying to do a radio show that may not ever be successful. I'll tell you what, though. I'm one of few people who's able to speak his mind. I'm one of very few people who get it. I know what's going on. I fully get it. Roger Waters was the bassist of the band Pink Floyd back in the 70s, going into the early 80s. He ended up having disagreements with the band and left in the early 80s. He ended up leaving the band and formed his own band. There's a lot of bullshit that went along with that. It's not relevant here. He ended up going out and did solo albums himself, and he came up with a song called "The Tide Is Turning" off of an album called "Radio Chaos." And in that song, he had a line, and it always brings tears to my eyes because I even though I don't have children, I always look out for other people who do have children. It doesn't matter if they're Palestinian or Israeli or Yemeni, or I even have to say Saudi Arabian, as much as I despise that government, that dictatorship, that royal family, those motherfucking pigs. I don't care if you're Canadian or Venezuelan. You don't fucking kill children. Period. Period. And a line in a Roger Waters song said, and understand, Roger Waters went through World War II as a kid. He was there when the bombings happened, when the Germans went and did all the Blitzkrieg bullshit and just decimated the UK. His father was killed in the war. He has a lot of resentment against organized militaristic regimes, dictatorships. And I admire him, and I respect the hell out of this guy. And he wrote a song called "The Tide Is Turning." And in the song, one of his lines was, and I will never, ever, ever forget this. Never. And I quote it often. He says, I used to look in on my children at night in the glow of their Donald Duck light and frighten myself with the thought of my little ones burning. That's what I was about to say. We. It's not we. It is they. This is what Obama and NATO and Hillary and so many, the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, they're all involved with this stuff. The Saudis, the Jews, the Israelis, I shouldn't even say the Jews. A lot of the Jewish people are wonderful people. It's the big military, the big government powers that are problematic. The people in countries, pretty much any country, it doesn't matter where you go. Saudi Arabians, they've got their issues, and we do too here in the U.S., but we're all good people. Not all of us, but we're good people. We don't want war. We're tired of all the bullshit. We're tired of being broke. We're tired of these motherfuckers going out in the world and slaughtering each other. And what? Obama's talking about confronting and going to war with Russia and Syria? Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, we need fucking huge bombs going off in the U.S. that the Russians are going to set off once we fucking attack them. Really? Am I the only one sitting back saying enough is enough? What in the fuck is going on in the world right now where there are no protests against what's going on? Instead, I had coworkers who play with toys, literally, as grown men. I'm not going to get into that. I work for companies, cell phone companies, where the greatest thing to them, each one of them, almost literally, at times literally, the biggest thing to them was having a new type of cell phone come out, a new iPhone. And they'd all gather together in these big crowds in these buildings saying, oh, my God, Fred just got the newest fucking iPhone. And I'm sitting back and I'm thinking to myself, I'm too old for this shit. And these guys are just as old as I am. And all they can think about is the fucking new cell phone. I hate cell phones. I hate tablets, handheld devices, technology. I probably have to do a radio program about all that stuff. Anyway, I guess my goal, and in a way, if there is a goal here, I get to the point where I vacillate. Look that up, V-A-S-C-I-L-L-A-T-E. It means I go back and forth. Look up vacillate if you don't know what it means. It's a good word to use. I vacillate in my life between two thoughts. One, because I do have so much compassion and empathy for all living things, I feel like I should do things to help people, places and things, animals, whatever. And yet at other times, because of this bullshit that I catch because of what I believe in by some of my ex-coworkers, I end up feeling like I don't have the fucking time in my life to try to help other people, and I don't want to help other fucking people. And there are days I wake up and I really feel like motivated. I feel motivated. I feel like I should go do something and really make a change in the world. And then I'll listen about some stories on the internet or whatever, on television or whatever. And I'll sit back and say, we are doomed. There's nothing I can do anyway. Why am I going to waste my time if my days are numbered? Why would any of us try to make any difference? What motivates those who do actually try to make a difference? Why am I doing this radio program today? There is an answer to that question. It isn't simply, I feel like doing something to help the world. I can't help but to try in my mind to feel like I want to help the world. I can't help but to feel that. Like I said, there are times when I stop and have to gather my thoughts and wonder, am I doing the right thing? Am I putting myself in harm's way by doing this radio program? What if somebody in the wrong place at the wrong time hears me talk about this stuff and says, oh, this guy might be dangerous. We need to throw him in some solitary confinement prison somewhere, which we can do now under the Patriot Act because of executive orders that Obama signed. We'll go grab him at 2 a.m, kick his door in, grab him, throw him in a straitjacket, throw him in the back of a vehicle, drive away. Nobody will know where he went, where we took him. We don't have to feed him. He doesn't have access to a lawyer. We'll let him fucking die. They can literally do that, and they do that because of what people like Obama have done to this fucking country. And some of you may be sitting back, maybe even all of you, and there might be one person who listens to my program. And it might be a friend of mine or my wife or a family member. I don't anticipate having anybody follow me because I'm too radical. I'm outspoken. People don't understand what I understand. They may not understand my point of view. But people have been dumbed down to the point where so many won't do anything about this. There are a lot of remarkable people out there fighting all the time to stop stuff. There are people out there, doctors, holistic doctors, who have figured out how to cure cancers, and there have been 20-plus who have died under mysterious circumstances over the last year or two. I've talked about this before. You have Supreme Court Justice Scalia, who was murdered recently. He stood up against Obama and said, what can Obama ever do to me? I'm going to just vote with my fucking conscience. What happens? He shows up dead under very unusual circumstances. I've talked about it. If you want to hear more about it, listen to my other programs. There isn't a whole lot in any given day that makes me feel like I should waste any more of my time to try to help the world. I don't even know what to do anymore. If I go out and protest, I can be shot or I can be arrested, anything. We used to have a free country where Constitution, the Bill of Rights guaranteed you the right of protest, the right to gather in peaceful protest. They don't respect that anymore. Spy systems everywhere. They listen to every single phone call there is. They listen everything, all your emails, everything except for Hillary Clinton. Isn't that just an interesting story? Here she's got an email she's sending around talking about taking Libya down and killing people and letting Benghazi happen and all this stuff. And yet, Obama and the whole administration, very few people said anything about it, and she gets to skate. And yet if I go out to some peaceful protest locally and say, hey, I'm in the Tea Party, all of a sudden they're going to take pictures of me, and I'm going to have my fucking face posted everywhere, and they're going to say, this guy's dangerous. Really? We live in some really fucked up times, everybody. And if your thought overall is that you want to remain peaceful and that you don't want to get involved, well, you know what? It's going to get to the point where you're not going to have any other chance but to get involved. And it's not going to be a peaceful involvement. You're going to have to protect what is yours right now because you're allowing all of this system to collapse around us and you're letting these motherfucking pigs, I call them, because there's no other word at this point I can think of for them. They want to destroy this country. And a lot of you are letting it happen. We all need to prepare for what's about to happen. And you can laugh it off and say, this guy Dan's nuts. Yeah, I'm real fucking nuts. I'm real fucking nuts. Tell you about a lot of my history sometime. The things I figured out, the things that I predicted that have come true, the things I read about that came true, the things that I study that come true. I don't miss much. I miss very little, actually. I know good people. I've worked with good people. I work with people who have sacrificed their lives to make good things happen in this world. And yet still a majority of people out there keep eating McDonald's, which is nothing more but cardboard in the meat, cardboard in the buns, cardboard in the French fries. It is all absolute fucking garbage, nutritionless, fucking valueless, incredibly difficult to digest, fucking horribly awful ingredient, so-called foods. Foods, it's stuffing. You're putting shit in your body to fucking stop your stomachs from growling. I'd rather eat bark from a tree than eat McDonald's. And a monologue. The actual reason I came up with, or I shouldn't even put it that way, the reason I'm talking about what I'm talking about right now is because of an article that came out. Oh, God, and I have so many. Here it is. It's got to be this one. I have a lot of these articles open up in my browser just in case I get to them and be able to talk about them. All right, this is on InfoWars. It's not just on InfoWars. It's just is a place where I found it. It happens to be on InfoWars, so I'm going to use this article. This is real. I've read it other places. And regardless of where we see this, if this is a true story, which I believe it is, because there's an awful lot of background on the stuff. If you want to get on the internet, you want to look this up, you're going to find it in a lot of places other than InfoWars. And I've told you before, I like Alex Jones. Guys has his moments where you listen to him and you wonder how. I'm not even going to say anything. I think the guy's legit, no different than Trump. I think Trump has his issues. I think he's saying stuff like, we're going to make the Mexicans pay for the wall between Mexico and the U.S. I think that's a little out there for me. But the guy makes good sense to put a wall up, for crying out loud. If any of you out there want to maintain any kind of level of sanity, security, safety, prosperity, good food, good water, anything else, you like good life, you better start protecting the borders of this country. Any country in the past that doesn't protect its borders, those countries get infiltrated with people who hate the people in that country. That country gets taken down, all the people get slaughtered, and then it becomes somebody else's land. That's how it works. If there were walls up that stopped the white man from coming into the U.S. and killing all the Indians and other indigenous people, we wouldn't have a white, predominantly powerful culture here in the U.S. or in Europe. I'm not saying it's right that the white man, white woman, whatever, came into the U.S. and took it over and killed all those people. I'm not saying that's right at all. But it is what it is. And we've lived some pretty damn good lives in this country for a long time. Yes, there are problems. Yes, there are horrific things that happen. Yes, there were terrible things our military did. Yes, their politicians ripped us off. And on and on. Yes, there are huge fucking problems. Being able to go out in any given day in this country and be able to make anything I want to make myself is pretty fucking remarkable relative to the rest of history, where most people never had the opportunity to do anything other than live under a dictatorship where they barely had enough to eat. They had no education, no food, no water, no nothing. And then they got tormented and maybe killed by juntas and military dictatorships who came along and said, hey, we don't like you because you're Christian. We're going to slaughter your village. Tell you what, I haven't had to live there. I'm almost 56 years old. I don't want to fucking live there. And that's about to happen because of what Obama and so many other fucking people have done. You can love the guy. I can't stand the fucking guy. All right? has nothing to do with his fucking skin color. George Bush Jr. and even Senior, both of them, they're motherfuckers, man. I dislike them even more than Obama. So don't you motherfuckers accuse me of being a racist, because I'm not. I don't have the time to give a fuck what color your skin is. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole, man. If you dislike me only because of my skin color, I'm going to sit back and say, oh, I'm the racist? Oh, geez, I feel terrible. Oh, white privilege. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. I did nothing to anybody in this life to harm them. Not blacks, Latinos, fucking Hispanics, friggin' Africans, fucking you name it. I never did anything to anybody. I don't give a fucking give a shit if you're white, black, pink, purple, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, female, male. I don't fucking care, man. If you can go out in a goddamn given day and do something really good for your life and not harm other fucking living things, you know what? I want to shake your hand and say, hey, how you doing? I'm Dan. But oh no, in the stupidity that we're living in now because of people like George Soros, S-O-R-O-S, look that motherfucking piece of shit up. Tell me you're not going to want to kick his fucking teeth in. People in control who have power right now are destroying goodness in life and bringing about violence in horrifyingly dark times. Do any of you remember the Dark Ages? I can't even tell you what the years were, but it was back in, say, what, 700 to 1400 AD or something. All the books got burned. Nobody had educations. Everybody got shut down. Nobody had access to anything. Look up the Dark Ages if you don't know what the fuck that is. I can't be quoted as saying I know everything about it, but I understand enough about the whole concept of shutting down the mind and the spirit. And that's what these motherfuckers are bringing about now. You think I'm kidding about this stuff? If you think I don't know what I'm talking about, what you might need to do just to give yourselves even a tiny, tiny, tiny clue as to whether I know what I'm talking about, go online and take some IQ tests. Find out what your IQ is. I've done it many times. I'm almost always at roughly 140. The people who administer those tests tell me that that's considered genius level. I don't see it as genius level. I see it as normality. Why isn't anybody else? Why isn't the whole population where I am? I'm being told I'm genius level. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not a genius. I am what humans should be. I am what you ought to be. You take an IQ test and it comes up at, say, 80, 90, 100, 110 or whatever. Basically, what these people are telling you is you're pretty fucking stupid. I didn't make that up. Go take an IQ test and see what they say, what your results are. I'm not trying to prove you as being stupid. I'm just trying to let you know that there are ways to gauge whether you have intelligence or not. We live in a terrifying world where there are people in power right now who have a lot of power, a lot of money, a lot of weapons, who hate us all and have spent decades, maybe even hundreds of years, little by little, chipping away at destroying this country, destroying your ability to understand what the hell's going on around you. That is exactly what's going on. They have books that are written by highly intelligent people, and they have titles like The Dumbing Down of America. Why would these people even waste their time writing these books? Why would they waste their time if it wasn't happening? They are the ones, the people who write the books, they are the ones who care. I am a person who cares. I'm sitting here on a Thursday afternoon. I'm out of work right now because I quit my job. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I decided to take some time off. I have the luxury of doing radio shows, but I'll tell you what, I'd much rather be outside in the sunshine drinking beer. I'd love to be out at a bar somewhere, drinking beer with my friends and shooting pool. I'd love to be playing in a band somewhere, playing guitar. I would love to do a million things, and I don't feel I have the fucking time to do it. But I take time out of my day to do a radio program, and it'd probably fall on deaf ears. And there are probably people out there who don't even understand what deaf ears means. So here's the story that pissed me off. And again, this is from InfoWars. You can believe in InfoWars or not. It doesn't matter. Find it on other websites. You'll see it's a legitimate story. This really happened. Just because it's on InfoWars, don't get on my shit. If you do, fuck you. I don't have the time to deal with your bullshit if that's how you look at things. Judge orders mother's child to be snatched because the woman believes in chemtrails. Let me repeat that. Judge, a woman judge, I read about this, orders a mother's child to be taken from her because this woman believes in chemtrails. The Constitution and Bill of Rights guarantee us that we should not be fucked with by the fucking government or the police, the military, anybody else, based on our beliefs. Chemtrails are real. You can believe in that or not, and I'm not going to get into that argument right now. This is where I would actually like to have a college show where I could talk to people about chemtrails. And I'm going to tell you something. One of two things I've come to realize about those who don't believe in chemtrails. Either one, you've got to be severely fucking damaged as a human being. Maybe you work inside a building like a judge would. This woman probably never goes outside. How would she ever be able to look up in the air and see lines everywhere and be able to sit back and say, hey, this makes sense? No, she's a fucking judge. And all she does is reads books that some fucking Rothschild Rockefeller fucking horseshit motherfucking goddamn group wrote up and said, here are the laws and here's how they work. Any of you who never understood law, go into a law library, pull a fucking law book out, start reading it, and tell me it makes fucking sense to you. That's what these fucking people do, like judges and lawyers and fucking, oh God, there's another expression for the people who do the pre-work for the lawyers. I forget what they call them. All the laws are put in place. There are millions, billions of them maybe, that say, well, if Johnny has brown hair and he commits a crime on a Tuesday that happens to be on an odd number day of the month, in an odd year, then Johnny should be subjected to life in prison. But if Johnny does it on any other time, Johnny only gets 3 years probation. I mean, that's almost how insane the law system is. Trust me, I know. I've been in trouble. I've gotten DUIs. The shit that I went through because of these motherfuckers either misread the law or they interpreted differently. That's the whole thing. This is all about interpretation. You can take two judges, they can read the same fucking page in a law book, and they will come up with a different idea of what needs to happen to somebody who just broke the law. It just happened to me. I got, of all things, a few months back, I had a headset, okay, that I use with my cell phone. A headset so that I could be hands-free in my car because you can't hold a cell phone to your head as you're driving around in New York State. As a matter of fact, that might be a federal law. It might be in every state. I don't know. I don't even give a flying fuck, to be honest with you. But then these bastards come along, these people, these lawyers, all these people who make the laws, the government, each one of these states, whatever, and I'm under Mario Cuomo, fucking biggest fucking nutcase there ever was, who was in power in a fucking state in the United States. And they come along and they say, okay, you can't hold a cell phone to your head as you're driving because you can't hold a phone to your head talk on a cell phone and be able to press your brake and gas and turn the steering wheel as you need to, because you're not capable of it. Let me tell you something, Sunshine. I dance circles around most of you. I can handle it. Most people can't. But I'm going to get beyond that. So they make these fucking laws and they say, you can't hold a cell phone to your head. That pisses me off because I have no problem keeping my shit together as I'm driving while I'm talking on a cell phone. But I understand there's stupid people out there in the world who can't hold a cell phone to their head, carry on a conversation, and be able to understand they're about to hit a goddamn truck. I get that, okay? So there are laws in place that do protect people. And I'm okay with not holding a cell phone to my head. I live by the law. I'm okay with that. So I end up with a headset that I used for my cell phone. Pieces on it. Okay, so both of my ears are covered up, and I have a little microphone in front of my mouth, and I have my cell phone down on my dashboard or whatever, and I'm driving along thinking, oh, I'm legal. And then all of a sudden, of all fucking things, a fucking sheriff drives by me going the opposite direction, and all of a sudden I see the lights go on, and I'm thinking, oh, fuck, what did I do now? The fucking guy pulls me over and tells me it's illegal to have a headset that has two earpieces that covers both ears. I didn't fucking know that. I never even thought about it. I bought this fucking thing on the internet, and they said it was fucking lawful. And I'm thinking, now what? Well, apparently they want at least one ear free to be able to hear if there's a siren behind you so you know enough to pull over. Okay, I get it. I have two ears covered by these headphones. And then my ears aren't even covered like a stereo headphone. Stereo headphones cover the full ear, so you really can't hear anything if you got music blaring. But oh no, I got these little tiny fucking bullshit fucking things that sound like they're squeaking. That's how pitiful the sound quality is. I could hear anything a mile away with a stupid headphone on. But this guy pulls me over anyway and gives me a fucking ticket. So he writes down in the ticket what the description was and the number of the law. And they always have this, oh, it's pursuant to fucking law, fucking offense 14-13LJ-5B67. Okay, so this guy fucking gives me a ticket. I'm not even thinking about it. And I go into court a month or so later to pay my fine or find out what's going on. And the district attorney who sits down with you before you go talk to the judge opens up her little book that has all the offense numbers and tries to match up what my offense number was with what the police officer wrote on my ticket. And I don't remember if she couldn't quite figure out the exact number that I was being accused of, but she ended up, the cop told me it was a non-moving violation. There would be no points on my license. I just had to pay a fine. And at that point, I'm thinking, okay, fucking motherfuckers took more of my money, but at least I'm not going to have my insurance rates go up. So I get in, I'm talking to the district, and she comes along, and she says, that's going to be 4 points on your license. I said, whoa, cop told me there are no points. And she said, oh, no, pursuant to law, statute, fucking blah, 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 motherfucking dash, this, that, and the other thing. That's a 4-point violation. I said, it better not be. You better bring the cop in here because he told me there were no points. This is the type of thing I'm talking about. These motherfuckers don't have a clue. Their books are like millions of pages long. They've got thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of fucking law books. And if you happen to step on a grasshopper on Mother's Day in fucking Louisiana, you know what? You may get the fucking death sentence. That's how fucking lunatic the people are, lunatic the system is. And here we all sit being fucking picked on and fucked with and ruined by this very law system in the first place. Do we need a law system? Sure. Does it need to be billions of pages long? Absolutely not. should I be fined? What was it? I think it was $150 or something. The fine turned out to be. And thankfully, because I argued with this district attorney, she went and talked to the judge. They discussed it. She came back and she said, "You're right. The cop was right. There are no points going on your license. You just need to go pay a fine." If I hadn't opened my mouth, I'd have 4 points on my fucking license for crying out goddamn fucking loud. And I went up in front of the judge. And he said, "Daniel, you're being charged with blah, blah, blah. How do you plead?" And I said, "I plead guilty, Your Honor, but may I say something on my behalf?" The whole court gasped. Everybody was sitting in the court waiting to go up and talk to him. There was this gasp I heard, kind of thing. And the judge looked at me as though he was completely startled that anybody would have the continuity in their minds, the intelligence to say, "Look, this is wrong." And I didn't confront the guy. I wasn't pissed off or anything. I said, "Your Honor," I said, "I had a headset on that the place where I got it on the internet said it was legal. I didn't realize you couldn't have two earpieces. And I understand that you want one ear on your head free, so that if you do have somebody come up behind you, an ambulance or police car, whatever, you do want people to be able to hear the siren so they can move over and get the hell out of the way. I get that." But I told him, "I am so aware. I am always, 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 always looking in my mirrors to see where other vehicles are, whether there's somebody coming up behind me, cop or not, ambulance or not. I am very intact here." And I said, "I made a mistake, a very small mistake, and I will correct this. I did not do something really stupid. I didn't know the difference. How would I know the difference? Where the fuck do they post these fucking laws in the first place? How the fuck am I supposed to know that I can't use a headset that has two earpieces on it? They didn't even cover my ear. I could hear everything." You know the difference between listening to music and somebody talking on a cell phone? Go and put on your headphones if you have a good stereo. Put your headset on, turn up the music a fair amount, and then have somebody try to say something to you. And you tell me if you can fucking hear them. You're not going to hear them. And I can't. I'm the first one to admit it. I'm a musician. I understand this stuff. But then you get these little tinny little fucking shit fucking speakers on a motherfucking cell phone headset. You can hear anything. Right now I'm talking and I can hear the mail person driving up my road. 400 feet away is the road where the mail truck's going by. I can hear it. These headsets don't present an issue. But because these motherfuckers have their heads so far up their fucking asses, they have to pass laws and say, "Oh, Jesus Christ, Dan, you fucking broke the law. You had a headset with two speakers over your ears. I'm going to have to give you life in prison." I mean, that's how ludicrous this shit is. And I told the judge, I said, "Your Honor, I did not break the law the way you think I did. I made a simple mistake. I'm going to fix it. I did not have any idea that I couldn't use this headset." And as a matter of fact, I told him, I said, "I have already fixed it. I already got the right headset for the job. Could you please give me leniency and not charge me the full charge?" And he said, "Hey, everybody in the court," he said, "I just want to let you know that we've been trained in classes recently where they said that people cannot use a two-earpieced headset because of how distracting it is, and that most people will not be able to hear an ambulance siren or a police siren behind them." And he said, "It was found in a study that only people who are along the lines of fighter pilots in the Air Force, only those specific people are the ones who can understand being able to have a double earpiece headset and be able to be responsible enough and to be able to hear well enough and be responsive enough to pull over when they hear something coming up behind them." And I wanted so desperately to say to him, Your Honor, I am one of those people. I just don't fly one of those fucking planes. But I kept my mouth shut. And he ended up giving me, I think, a $30 or $50 fine or something. And, of course, there's a $50 court surcharge, so it cost me like $120. But anyway, let's get back to the story. Only got, what, 15 minutes left, 14 minutes left. So here's a judge who I would be willing to guarantee, if this motherfucking piece of shit, this woman, I forget her name, I looked her up. She looks stupid. I mean, it's just one of those things you just look at people and you can just say, that person is not fucking all there. Judge Dolores Mallard. That was the judge's name. She took this woman's kid away because this woman believes in chemtrails. Okay, so what is she going to do? Give the woman a death penalty for believing that there are GMOs in our food now? Huh? Is she going to get a death penalty because she doesn't believe that Monsanto is a good company, even though they put a chemical called glyphosate in their weed killers and things that give 98% of women breast cancer? When does this fucking horseshit stop? This Judge Mallard, think about being a judge. Think about the concept. A judge has to read these books all the time, all these law books, to determine what to do with any given case of somebody who broke the law. They're always in law libraries. They do nothing but study law. They had to become lawyers first, from what I understand, and then they go through all these different steps to become the judges and all this stuff. They never go outside and look up and see chemtrails. What the fuck would this low-life scumbag, brain-dead, obviously compromised, seriously missing brain molecule motherfucking piece of shit, what could she possibly know about chemtrails? I have friends of mine I just worked with who I'd go for walks with, and I'd point up and say, look at all those lines. And they'd look up and they'd be shielding the sun saying, oh, it's too bright. I can't look up in the sky. The sun's too bright. And I'm thinking to myself, the sun's behind us. But because they never look up in the sky, because they're always staring at their cell phones or they're playing fucking video games, or they're inside watching Star Wars movies or whatever other movie, and I don't mean to pick on Star Wars, but that was an experience I just had. Everybody knew everything about Star Wars and the Iron Man movies and the Flash movies and the fucking superheroes movies and all this horseshit. I don't know a fucking thing about any one of them. Why? Because I'm a nature guy. My whole life I've been outside cutting trees down, mowing lawns, building tree forts, doing all kinds of really awesome outdoor things, man, taking care of animals. And I'm looking in this article, for example, just to bring up a point. There are pictures of actual chemtrails in the sky that are so motherfucking insanely disgusting, ugly, and misplaced. You can't look at this picture and not understand that there's a fucking problem there. You can't. And this was the point I was going to make earlier, and I lost track of it. I'm going to bring it back up right now. If you don't believe in chemtrails, there's either something wrong with you, and I don't mean that you're brain damaged or whatever. It might mean that you're the type of person I just worked with for years and years and years and years, which is why I quit my job, because I hated being around these people. Wonderful people. They really are just absolutely fabulous, wonderful people, but they don't get things outside of what they do. They never go outside. They never look up. They never question anything. If there's no user manual for it, these guys are engineers. There's no user manual for it, technical manual for it, parts manual for it. They won't believe anything you say. They still believe that fluoride in the water is good for you. Look that up. Fluoride is fucking horrifyingly bad for people, and especially infants and young children. And you people still use fluoridated water thinking, oh, my kid's teeth are going to get stronger. And then your kid becomes fucking brain dead and autism, has autism. And you're going to sit back and say, oh, my God, where'd the autism come from? Really? And I know at this point, any of you out there who don't agree with me are going to be sitting back saying, this dude is fucking nuts. I'm not fucking nuts. You're nuts. You got to be nuts. And the other thing I was going to say about it is either there's something wrong in your lives where you haven't seen chemtrails, or you're an engineer type where you don't believe in anything if there isn't a manual for it, or you are a judge or a lawyer where you do nothing but spend time inside reading books, and by the time it's dark, you go home and you never see the goddamn trails in the first place. And then you're up at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning, especially in places like New York City, and you're in some subway somewhere, staring at your handheld device, your fucking tablet or your cell phone or any of that other horse shit. I fucking hate those things. But that's why people don't look up and don't see chemtrails and will never question what the fuck's going around. And instead, I'll come along and say, oh, my God, did you see the chemtrails today? And they'll say, what are you talking about? And I'll try to explain it to them. And they'll roll their eyes saying, oh, yeah, whatever, Dan. I got to study my law shit. And I'm sitting back thinking, if you had any idea what was in those chemtrails, you would be very concerned because they're killing you. They're killing me. They're killing all living things, including grass, animals, fucking trees. Everything is being decimated by these fucking sprays that they're spraying. Why are they doing it? I'm not getting into that right now. Who's doing it? Not going to get into it right now. That's up for you to go out and research. My point is this poor woman, granted, I guess she went in front of a judge for some reason, and it came up that this woman believed in chemtrails on top of, I think that's what happened. I think she went to her kid's school or something, and they were talking about the climate change or whatever, and this woman brought up, well, it's because of the chemtrails or whatever. They kicked her out of the school and then reported her, and that's why she got brought before the judge. She had her fucking kid taken, man. Are you fucking kidding me? Really? I'm not a religious guy, and I'm not going to pick on religious people here, but let's say you're religious. Let's say you believe in God. Okay, you could be Christian, Methodist, whatever. Okay, I was raised Presbyterian. I'm not religious anymore. I will never believe in religion, ever. I don't believe in it. Doesn't mean I judge you. It's not the point. I accept who you are. You need to accept who I am. But this woman doesn't, she believes in chemtrails because they're right in front of her, and she knows what's going on because all these people, these researchers and doctors and lawyers and other people are coming out saying we need to stop the spraying of these chemtrails, and she knows that these are real, and she has her fucking kid taken away from her. And yet if I go before a judge and say, oh, judge, I'm a good Christian, I'm a God-fearing man, the judge is going to say, oh, good boy, really? And I get to keep my kid? Really? How fucked up is that? I get to keep my belief, but this woman can't have her own belief. You know where the problem is? That judge needs to be removed. There need to be thousands and thousands and thousands of chemtrail believers and understanders. Not even believers. We know this is real. All right? We don't just sit back and just say, oh, well, God's out there. I have faith. These fucking chemtrails are right in front of us. They're killing us. And yet we're told, oh, you guys are fucking nuts. Oh, really? What's that line? Oh, it's a contrail. What is a contrail? Oh, it's normal exhaust coming out of an airplane. Oh, really? How come airplane engines now, 99.99% of planes, some high number like that, and I'm not exaggerating there, they all have new turboprop engines or whatever they're called. I can't off the top of my head. I could come up with the real name. They have engines now that are incapable of making contrails. And you people hold on to this horseshit belief that all these planes in these pictures where there are dozens, maybe even hundreds of fucking spray lines, you're going to tell me, first off, you have that many planes flying above you, above your airport, and second of all, you're going to tell me, even though every one of those goddamn planes has a fucking engine, they have engines that aren't capable of making those lines in the first place, that doesn't register with you? What the fuck is wrong with you people? So again, you either have some reason not to be able to grasp this, whether you're on vaccine, you're taking vaccines. I mean, I'm not saying that I believe that's a cause, but I do know vaccines, how dangerous they are. I'm not even going to go there. But either that or you're drinking fluoride in your water and you're eating shitty food and you spend all day in a fucking goddamn dark building. And then when you leave at the end of the day, you're in a subway. You never have the chance to look up in the first place. How would you notice? You're either in that category or else you're in on the whole chemtrail spray program. It's one or the other, man. I have studied chemtrails for over 5 years now. I have talked with people who have spent 20 years of their lives trying to stop this horseshit. I know this is real. The last program I did a couple days ago, I talked about having a bad accident where I ended up getting a tear in my intestine, my large intestine, that ended up becoming ulcerated. It became basically an ulcer like you get in your stomach. And then it developed into what's called ulcerative colitis, which is a terrifyingly awful disease to have. And I had doctor after doctor after doctor tell me that I couldn't cure it. Doctor after doctor after doctor tell me, oh, Dan, there's nothing wrong with you. Doctor after doctor after doctor saying, Dan, it's all in your mind. Doctor after doctor after doctor saying, here, Dan, take these pills. Doctor after doctor after doctor, everything doctor. Horse shit. And I did the research. After being told by my gastroenterologist, okay, a guy who spent probably 10, 15, 20 years in the medical profession, in schooling alone, residency in hospitals, whatever. This guy had been in the business a long time, and he's telling me, you can't cure ulcerative colitis, Dan. At that point, I realized there was something seriously wrong with this world. And I realized that just because somebody's a doctor doesn't mean they're any more intelligent than I am. Just because somebody's a doctor doesn't mean they know anything more about my body than I fucking know. And what did I do? I found a company that came up with a product, and I read all the information about these people. They were as legitimate as anybody I had ever come across in my life. Took their product along on the regimen they told me to take it, 6 months, 6 weeks or whatever it was. Took it exactly the way they told me to. And I cured my ulcerative colitis. So here I go through 15, 20 years of being so sick, I can't even begin to tell you. Listen to my previous show. I was so sick, I can't even begin to explain to you how sickening that was. You know anybody who has colitis or even has Crohn's disease or lupus or Lou Gehrig's disease, any of those, they're all autoimmune diseases, and they're fucking disgusting. They hurt. They are just debilitating. You can't do anything. You can't think. Your hair falls out. You're sick. You lose weight. You bleed. And on and on. Listen to my previous show. Get a little bit enlightenment what that could possibly have fucking meant to me. And instead of listening to these stupid fucking doctors, I instead decided I was going to use nutrition to heal myself. And I did. And now I am healthier than I have been since I was 15 years old. I'm in my 50s. I feel wonderful. So you can't tell me this judge knows anything about chemtrails. And yet she's judging this woman who does know about chemtrails. And just because the judge thinks that she's nuts because she believes in something called chemtrails, that the judge knows nothing about, the woman gets her fucking kid taken from her. Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know about you people, but I have no respect for these people anymore. I got 10 seconds. Dan Cherry, iPragmatist. It is May 5th, 2016. Hope you enjoyed the show.